Well, our offense was a struggle most of the night. Obviously, they're a very good defensive team. I thought some of it was, especially early, we had some shots that didn't drop. But, their three-point shooting in the second half really turned the tide. I don't know what they're 8-for-10 or something like that. So, some of that was on us going under some screens. Some of it was just good ball movement and open shots. So, it was a tough loss. I didn't think we necessarily played that well offensively, but we were competing and at least kept it close till the three-pointers came.
CJ's early foul trouble kind of hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly had an effect on us from a first half standpoint. We were able to come back. He made a difference at the end of the second quarter in those 2 minutes. Hits 7 points and really being in a deficit made it a manageable game at halftime.
How did you approach that with me on three? Did you think you were going to sit in the all second, but didn't put him in when he got?
What
was your philosophy on that?
Well, he had three. I was going to see how the game went, but the lead was just getting too out of control, and the more minutes you play him, the higher risk that he gives his fourth foul, and you want to think of the whole game rather than just the second quarter.
Looked nice.
He did. He showed a lot of what he can give us. He was effective finishing around the basket. I think he has a nice shooting touch, mid-range. He's a big body, sets good screens. He did what we thought he could do. I mean, he can be effective offensively, and I think he is a good passer. And I think the more accustomed he is with our guys and our offense, I think we'll be able to take advantage of that, not only his passing on the perimeter, but also out of the post.
Did he exceed what you expected a little bit, being that it was his first game, he doesn't know many of the sets?
Not really. I mean, I thought he had a solid game. Obviously, he didn't miss a shot, but he had at least one or two good games against us, so we knew what he could do. Obviously he got a little fatigued, and so the goal is to get him in better shape so we can extend his minutes a little bit more. But no, I thought what you saw tonight is the player that we traded for. He did a little bit of everything.
Damian was a little bit out of sync offensively. Was there anything specifically that the Jazz did against him defensively that kind of threw him off his game?
I don't know anything specifically. I mean, Utah is a very good defensive team. I think on a whole, they're one of the best, if not the best defensive team in the league statistically. So I tend to give them credit for they're a very sound, fundamental defensive team. They're good on the ball. They're aggressive on the ball. They have rim protection. That being said, I thought Damian had some shots some opportunities that didn't fall. Obviously, he didn't shoot the ball well.
Did you leave any kind of message with the team as you
enjoy the break and come back in Orlando, ready for a sprint to the end?